Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. No. You're listening to episode 106.
I don't know. There was just like this big hesitation there.
Well, no, it's because you were kind of
having
going,
like a silent seizure.
And so I just waited until the transmission stopped.
Oh, see, I didn't see that on my side. It must be your shoddy internet.
My internet's fine. But as I was saying, episode TTB 106, episode 106 for Monday, January 20. Damn it. You see, you disrupted me. It's July 22nd. 2019.
Did you say January?
I did. I don't know what's going on.
That's not even close.
Not even close. Well, as hot as it is, I'm ready for January, but in January, I'll be ready for the heat again. So I don't know.
Well, that's true. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to stop clicking your pen.
Was I doing that?
This week, you're going to stop clicking your pen while I'm trying to do the fucking recap. Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I will take my headphones out and do this. We're going to talk about, on the last episode of the Two Bobs,
Raining Tacos by Perry Grip on Amazon Music.
And tacos. This week on the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. We got a review. Also, a couple different ways to get out of a speeding ticket or to get away with murder.
Whoops.
Fucking song.
And this week's crazy news, we're going to talk about a time machine, a heat wave, a dumbass criminal, a baby shark.
But not the daddy shark.
Too many beers and an emergency surgery. What are you doing now? I look up because there's always something that's like right at the beginning that fucks things up and it gets a little bit of the jaggies and it doesn't matter because you record your side, I record my side and we marry it up. So if there's ever any delay, I don't sweat it as long as I can kind of understand what you're saying. I don't worry about it. It'll fix itself later. But now I look up after this last fiasco, and you're blurry.
But just the background. Right, my face isn't blurry.
Well, your hand
Then how quickly, like, my hand.
Right.
My hand.
Yeah. Skype. If you're ever in, like, a weird spot and you got to take a Skype call, and kind of like mine where I had all my beer bottles behind me and I was using this office space for work, I would have liked to have that if it looked better, but. Oh well. Anyhow, so what's going on? Do we have to rush through this? Because you got to get upstairs and watch Outlander, don't you?
Oh my God! yeah. Thanks, guys, for getting Callie hooked on this new show. I'm starting to get a little bit interested in. I guess it's just
you got
to
ride it out a little bit. It's pretty.
I slept a little bit. I feel like I didn't miss much though.
Oh. You missed all the build-up. It's like the build-up to what happens, and then the rest of it is just kind of the road. But we were late getting into it, and now we're into it. Melissa's crazy about it, as you can tell, the way she's acting, and she's got Kelly into it. So they'll have a good time, and you'll enjoy it too, I think, if you give it a shot. It's not Game of Thrones, but it's good in its own way, I guess.
Well, good. So, we'll get through it.
You know, one way we can get through it.
Drinking beer.
That we can do.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Nice.
Very burpy today.
Very burpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's early on for the burps. Usually those come a little bit later in the show.
Yeah, well, I chugged some water while I was waiting for you, and
crazy news is full of that.
Started talking.
You better not have to take a piss break in the middle of our recording because you decided to chug a bunch of water.
I'll be fine.
Fantastic. So what I have this week is from Perrin Brewing, and it is a Tonga. Wait, no, let me try that again. Kingdom of Tonga Vanilla Porter.
Ooh.
It's 6.5% alcohol by volume, and The vanilla beans used in this beer come from, you guessed it, the kingdom of Tonga. Notes of fig, raisin, chocolate, coffee, and caramel.
Oh, you did it, didn't you?
With delightfully dry finish. I said caramel. 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 I know I didn't emphasize the caramel as well as you like me to. You know, I enunciate it as you like. There's nothing on the website, so I'm on Beer Advocate here, where it says the vanilla beans use. Oh wait, I already said that. Oh, fuck,
that's why. Why do we have to worry about order now?
Well, I already said all the stuff. I already said all the good, all the things. So great news is I don't have to tell you any more about it. Let me try it. I took a sip of it. It tasted like a vanilla porter, but I'm going to see if I can pull anything else out of this bad boy here. Because you're interested, Tonga has over 170 islands. It's located in the South Pacific.
Oh. Yeah. Pacific Islander.
Look at that. It's a good beer. It's kind of run-of-the-mill a little bit as far as the vanilla porter goes. But what I am getting are some of the kind of more unique type of flavors that have been added to this. So you get the vanilla, you get the chocolate, the coffee notes, which you would expect from a porter like this. But the fig and the raisin, I'm getting notes of the fig and raisin as well, which adds kind of an interesting little twist on it. So it adds a little bit to the uniqueness of the beer.
Yeah.
It's a good beer. I rated it 3.75 on Untappd. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. It's just a nice solid vanilla porter. It looked cool. I like Perrin. We've had some other stuff from them on the show. And if the
one time
fucking website would work.
Well, I have it loaded.
Why am I looking at t-shirts? Hold on.
The wrong thing. Do you want me to tell you when you had it?
No, it's my job. I tapped on the TTB swag, which if you want to buy some of our swag, feel free. We don't take any profit from it.
It's true.
It's at cost. It's a hell of a deal. It's like Prime Day all year round. I had a Perrin on episode 31, Snack Machine. I had a Triangulation Imperial Oatmeal Stout from Perrin, which, if I remember, was quite delightful. And this is another good one. It's a vanilla porter that adds a little bit of extra flavor between the figs and the raisins. And you can taste just subtle notes of both of those. And it's good. You got 3.75 on Untappd, 6.5% alcohol by volume. And that's all I really have to say about it. Enjoy.
Well, good. Well, this week I've got something from our friends at Three Notched Brewing, which is in Charlottesville, Virginia. And I've got the Three Notched Brewing Company Minuteman IPA, which is a New England style IPA with, as you can probably guess from the Minuteman, it's got oranges in it. And the last time that I had the Three Notched, I had it on episode 4, Inconvenient Pooping. I had the Ghost of the 43rd American Pale Ale by Three Notched Brewing. And ironically, that was the first episode that we started drinking beer.
Wow.
Yeah. Episode.
We go way back.
Yeah. Episode 24, Rob Like Sausage. I had the Three Notched 40 Mile IPA. And then episode 101, not too long ago, Horse Effer James. I had Jack's Java Espresso Stout from Three Notched. And I actually have a couple of bottles of that up in the refrigerator. Just kind of for a rainy day. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about this one and then take a sip and let you know what I think. But the website says, forget everything you know about IPAs. This unique and brand new style of IPA has a super low bitterness, allowing the fresh, fruity flavor and aroma of hops to completely dominate. This beer is unfiltered and unclarified, leaving the yeast to add to the smooth mouthfeel. The Galaxy, Mosaic, and Idaho 7 hops make this beer super juicy and fruity with a strong citrus bouquet aroma. It's got 7% alcohol by volume and only 20 IBUs.
Quite low for an IPA.
It is low. I've been sipping it, and you know, you drink orange juice, and even after you're done with it, you still have that flavor in your mouth. It's kind of what I got right now. So I'm going to go in and see if I can break apart some of the other flavors in there.
This is like an IPA that I would actually drink because, you know, I'm not a grapefruit fan, but I am an orange fan. So I do like the citrus from the orange. Yep. It's not incredibly bitter. Mm-mm. I think the fact that they use orange instead of grapefruit, you know, definitely makes a difference there. But I mean, on the bitterness scale at 20 IBUs is kind of right around my sweet spot anyway. So I might have to try to find it.
Yeah. And I agree with the website. It doesn't have a whole lot of hops to it. They are there. So, you know, it's an IPA. But it's not something where somebody who doesn't like IPAs, I'd test this on Melissa to see if she'd like it. She probably would still say it's a little bit too strong. But to me, it's, you know, I guess it's a lot like spicy. It's not spicy, but then somebody who's not a fan of it will find it to be so. But I rated it a 4 on Untappd. I really like it. And you definitely taste a lot of the orange in there. It's not overly sweet, so you're not taste like you're drinking a dessert beer. But great. And I think looks like the last time that I had it, I had it at a beer festival. I tried a little sip of it, and that was during a hot summer day. And that's kind of what this is for. I'm going to go grab another 6-pack tomorrow, I hope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Looks good. Again, I might have to try to find it.
Yeah. If you can get it, we'll see. I would recommend it.
I did pick up another case today while I was at Mr. Pizza Bootleg getting my Kingdom of Tonga.
Fuck. Yeah.
Kingdom, I'm just never going to be able to say this beer. Kingdom of Tonga. I picked up another 4-pack of the Mas Agave from Founders that I had last week and rated a 5 because it was fucking good. I flew through that case that I bought last week. So I'm like, hey, I better pick up another one, which is not, it's like a mid-priced beer. The four pack, I think, was $18. So it's not the cheapest beer in the world.
Yeah.
But damn, was it good. All right. So, hey, we got another review.
Yeah, we did. And this one comes from Jeff 48126 from the United States of America. So, and he actually left this on July 1st. It says and it's 5 stars, I'll point out, which I don't know if you know this, Rob, but that's the maximum allowed.
You can only get 5 total stars.
Right. But I have a feeling after reading this, he probably would have given a 6 if they had allowed him to. The review says you don't have to be a native Michigander who now resides in Nova like me, Nova being Northern Virginia, which is where I live, to enjoy listening to these two regular Joes BS about beer, funny news stories, and life in general. My only complaint is that Bob Kilimowski hasn't come home from Norms with some beer from Commonwealth. Keep on choking the chicken, guys. So, and I have had the Commonwealth, and it's been a little while, and I can't remember if I had it on the show, but I do like the Commonwealth Brewing.
I'm sure I feel like you have had something from Commonwealth. Yeah. Let's see here. Oh. Episode 65, Shaking the Swine.
Yeah.
You had a Marvolo Chocolate Imperial Stout from Commonwealth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've made the show. Episode 92, Severe Penile and Fracture. You also had a Transcendence from Commonwealth. Yeah, I remember they've made the show.
Yeah.
So if you want, go back and listen to those and you can hear Robert talking about those Commonwealth. But thank you so much for the review. We really appreciate it from a previous from a native Michigander who is now residing in Northern Virginia.
Yep.
He has something that he has in common with both of us, I guess.
That's true. And he likes beer, I guess. Many things. And he likes us.
He likes choking his chicken.
Well, George.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Now, when you're behind the wheel, and I know we're talking about beer, so neither of us drinks behind the wheel. But when you are behind the wheel, do you ever have a lead foot, or you're more of a calm drive? Okay.
No, not calm.
I'm never calm either. But I find myself to be a highly skilled driver, and I don't drive unnecessarily fast. I do push the limit a little bit, but I'm not looking to get pulled over.
Well, so here's the thing. I have different. I drive differently depending on the situation, right? So if it's to or from work in the car alone, that's probably when I'm most aggressive.
Yeah.
But then I have like when Kelly and the kids are in the car, and that's probably when I'm least aggressive as a driver. Yeah. So I have different levels. Regardless, though, I am a fast driver. I will say this, but in Michigan. In Michigan, you know, the speed limit is whatever is posted on the sign plus 15. So if it's 70, especially if you're in the left lane, that's the general rule for the left lane. If you're in the left lane, which is the fastest lane of traffic, and the speed limit is 70, which most of our expressways, unless you're in like heavy urban areas, like heading into the city, the speed limit's 70.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you better be going about 85 or else you get over then. So, I mean, I think Michigan drivers are just fast drivers to begin with. Yeah. But that being said, there is still such thing as going too fast.
Yeah.
And I've gotten pulled over for speeding before and stuff like that. But the problem is I have really bad luck in getting out of the speeding ticket, though. They write it. They don't give me a break. If I was going 11 over, they write it for 11 over. And it's been a long time since I've gotten a speeding ticket. But, you know, I've never been able to weasel my way out of them.
Yeah, I usually just do the waterworks. I just start crying and, you know, maybe pull up my skirt a little bit and I try to get out of it.
Offer to blow them.
Yeah, well, that's a secret.
Candy in the back seat.
Yeah, I mean, if you tell them all that and you announce that on your show, then they're going to know that next time they pull you over. So I don't tell them that I do that, but. No, generally,
because all the cops in Virginia listen right. to the two bobs.
They're all listening
and can recognize you by face from the podcast.
Right, right. Oh, Kilimowski, that name sounds.
You
familiar.
Look like an emoji that I've seen.
It looks familiar.
A logo for a podcast.
Yeah. Well, we happen to have a website here that's got 25 hilarious ways to get out of a speeding ticket that you shouldn't use. And I don't know that we need to do all 25. So, what number? How many of the top number of the 25 are we going to go with tonight?
Oh man, let's go with the top. Like I feel like top 10 okay. isn't enough. How about let's go through all 25, but let's just do it kind of quickly. We don't have to stop and think about all of them.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know, maybe when we get to some of the top ones, we can discuss a little bit. Otherwise, we can kind of just fly through them as if we were on the expressway trying to get to work on time.
All right. Well, number 25. Since I'm odd, change the subject.
So while the officer is talking to you, just change the subject of the conversation.
Yep, that's it.
It says here, the examples, you can talk to them about dogs, donuts, other topics you might find engaging. Huh. Although I think talking to a police officer about a donut might be a bad idea.
Yeah. Unless you've got some in your car, offer them one.
Number 24, regardless of whether you're actually on your way to work and late, just tell them that you're already late for work.
Yep. You don't have time for this shit.
You're trying to be responsible.
That's right. 23, give the traffic enforcer some sense of perspective. Just make sure they know the speeding is not quite as bad as arson or murder, something like that.
I feel like telling a cop, though, you know, sir, while you were pulling me over, you know, people are dying and being robbed and doing drugs and trafficking humans and
yeah.
such.
Well, it's kind of like telling them that you know, the speeding wasn't as bad, but I could have been doing this. I could have been.
Oh, you know, I see what
shopping narcotics with where the perspective or something is. Like that. So that's the perspective. That, you know, let me alone. I wasn't really doing anything bad.
I guess so. The perspective isn't the things that the cop should be doing instead of pulling me over.
Right.
This could have been a lot worse right. if I were
right.
more of a delinquent.
Right.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense. Yep. Number 22, tell the officer that you're from another country.
Probably not a good idea in these days.
I don't know the rules. I'm foreign. Now, granted, I have an enhanced driver's license, which says that I'm a citizen of the United States. But, you know, never mind.
Number 21, and this is kind of what I do. Learn to flirt.
This is all you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I show my breasts.
Flash them titties.
Yep, that's what
Flash
I do.
Flash them titties.
That's right. I grew them from drinking all these IPAs, evidently.
Yeah, the hops. Or was it the hops that
yep.
make you grow man boobs?
Yeah.
Also, eating large amounts of food for a long period of years can make you do that. No, yeah. Not that I know. Number 20 seems like a great idea. Blackmail the officer.
Oh, yeah.
So effective... You have evidence, so you could say something like, you have evidence that the police officer is cheating on his wife or girlfriend. If he asks you for proof, simply draw a realistic sketch of him cheating on his significant other.
Number 9.
Look, I got a caricature of you
That's right.
banging another dude. I'm going to send it to your wife.
This is just what it looked like, too, when I saw it. Number 19, drive backwards.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, make sure whenever you do plan to do it, do it fast and drive backwards. That way, when the officer asks how fast you think you were going, you can say minus 60. That's technically not speeding.
It's the Ferris Bueller principle where yeah. they put the dad's car in reverse to try to roll the odometer back, and it didn't mm-hmm. work. Maybe mm-hmm. it'll work here, though.
It could.
Perfect. Number 18 makes sense to me. Wear a Batman costume.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, wearing a Batman costume and acting like the real Batman would surely make any police officer feel that there's no need to ask questions. I mean, you're Batman.
Right, let me go. Number 17, disorient the officer. An officer comes up to ask you how fast you're driving. Disorient them by shouting, "What's that? What's that?" and pointing.
What's that? Yeah, that's what you do.
The officer turns around, take their hat and put it on. You're now the officer. Arrest them and don't forget to read them the Miranda rights.
And if you want to go a step further than that, if you're super smooth, take his badge too and his gun.
That's true. Yep.
And his taser.
That's right. And just wave it in the air.
And his handcuffs and his pants.
Yours are already off. You might as well take them.
I mean, exactly. I already got a gun in my hand. Might as well grab his too. Right? You know what I'm saying? number 16. If you give a cop a cookie.
Oh, I'd like a cookie.
They say the best way into a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah.
Same applies to police officers. Whenever you drive, make sure they have some cookies with you. When the officer stops you and tickets you with speeding, offer him some cookies, but make sure they are good cookies. Bribes don't work on gross cookies.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't know that I'd share my cookie. I think I'd take the ticket. Number 15, the Garden State approach. Tell the officer, it's okay, you're from New Jersey. That won't work, however, if you are actually in New Jersey. That's kind of
tough. No, that's true. Yeah. All the other 49 states, though, you're in luck.
Yeah. Nothing good ever came out of New Jersey.
Number 14, pretend that you've just come from the beach. Every time you drive, make sure that you keep a handful of sand inside your car. When the police officer stops you, cover yourself in sand. So when he asks how fast you're going, you can simply say, I was just at the beach. When he informs you that coming from the beach isn't an excuse, break down and cry screaming about how unloved you feel.
Yeah, see? That's my line.
I'm just coming from the beach.
Number 13, players sang the song Right There by Chingy, which I've never heard. Alexa played Right There by Chingy.
Here's a station for you based on the song Right There by Chingy on Amazon Music.
When your players sing this song by Chingy, make sure that you maintain eye contact with the officer after every sentence he says. The website just reloaded, so I don't know what he says.
You go. He says, sing the line Right There until he gets tired ranting about your speeding.
Alexa, stop.
Should have just had that playing on a loop for the rest of the episode. Number 12, be the most dramatic woman that you can be. This is for you, Robert. Some say that one of the best ways a female driver can avoid a ticket is by crying. This is because, according to psychology, a crying woman has the ability to create a strong feeling of sympathy. So, ladies, just bawl your eyes out.
All right, hold on a second. My website, my actual computer is frozen except for I can still hear you. So I'm kind of waiting for it to. Oh, there it goes. All right. It finally reloaded. Piece of shit website. It's got so many fucking ads on it that even my ad blocker can't keep up.
You have yours set wrong because I have zero ads on mine.
Let me see here. Dang it. Resume. That's why. My ad block was turned off. Probably because all those porn sites really get jacked up.
It gums it up. That's not what gums up your keyboard, but I mean, it's related.
All right. This is better. Be the most dramatic. Okay, 11. Tell the officer that your cousin just died. If you're riding the car with another passenger, tell the officer that your cousin died. Make sure the passenger make sure your passenger pretends to be your cousin. That's not good.
No, so they want your cousin to play dead.
Yeah.
And if possible, have them stop breathing as long as they can.
Tell them it's Chingy.
Just long enough so that you turn a little bit blue.
That's true.
Number 10 is use a Jedi mind trick.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, when the officer approaches, tap into the force, wave your hand a little, and say, this is not the car you're looking for. Now, keep in mind, Jedi mind tricks only work on the weak-minded, so be wary on who you attempt to use it against. So, if you have any strong-minded police officers, that's got to be careful.
So basically, it only works on female cops. Number 9, tell the officer that your car is having some technical difficulties. Mm-hmm. One of the best ways to get out of a ticket is presenting your car is experiencing technical difficulties, like your speedometer is not working. And the officer asks if you are aware of how fast you're going. You can say, no, I did not. My speedometer is broken. You'll get a ticket for that, though. That's broke.
Well, what if it just, like, I had a car, the first car that I had, which my grandmother gave me, yeah, or sold to my parents. I don't remember what happened. Somehow I ended up with a car, though. This is, yeah. And there would be times when I'd start the car. If I ever started the car and put it directly into drive, so I didn't reverse first and then put it in drive, the speedometer would not work. It would just say zero. Huh. So like, and then every once in a while, it would just spontaneously stop working, and then it would start working again. So I understand this. Huh. Not a bad idea. Number eight is the Back to the Future approach. When the officer asks how fast you were going, tell him 88 miles per hour. He would think that you've just traveled. Time traveled will probably leave you alone, because Marty McFly had to go 88 miles per hour in order to travel in his time traveling DeLorean.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a DeLorean? Did anybody ever have those in Michigan?
I have seen DeLoreans. Okay.
Just checking. I had a guy that when I grew up, he was down the road and he always had one. I thought, that's a pretty cool car, but it's the only one I ever saw. Number seven, pretend you have to poop. Kind of like I do, like I do now. When the officer approaches you and asks for your information, just squirm as if you're about to poop yourself. Don't forget the pained look on your face. You say, sorry for speeding, officer, but I really have to poop.
You know what you do?
I don't really
You keep to. Like a, you keep like one of those, you get one of those gallon freezer bags and you, you just keep a, like a
chili.
You just keep some poop. You keep some poop inside the car, sealed up in the bag, and when you get pulled over, open that fucker up and just like shove it under the seat, so that way you get the shit stench. That's not on there. I just came up with that. That's not even on the list25.com article we're reading right now.
You can't do that, because then your whole car will smell like shit forever. It will never come out.
Well, it's at least number six, floor it. You'll totally be able to get away from the police.
That's true.
Plus, you'll most likely get a sweet appearance on your local news or on Cops.
Oh,
what you want to do?
I do love Cops.
Alexa, play the theme song for Cops.
The skill, Angami can help you with that. Did you want to enable it?
No.
No!
Alexa, play What You're Gonna Do When They Come For You.
Bad Boys by Inner Circle. Oh, starting is. Now on Amazon Music.
Number five, come up with a good lie. Being a liar can have serious risks, but this strategy is used by most speeders who are attempting to get out of a ticket. When you use this approach, make sure you have a good, solid story with zero loopholes.
Well, weren't like all of the ones before this mostly lies?
That's not important, Rob.
No, that's true. Number four is use the humorous approach. If you're a jokester, make the best use of your sense of humor by turning the officer's fury into a punch of laughs. When the officer approaches you and asks you why you were speeding, try to answer him with a good joke and make him feel comfortable talking to you. This raises the chance of him letting you go. So, jokes and limericks.
Always jokes.
Solid idea. Great idea. Great idea.
I really love this tune. I need to make it into a ringtone. Number three, quote a line from any of the works of Shakespeare. Also known as Shakespearean approach, quoting a line from one of Shakespeare's poems or plays straight from your memory will make a great impression on the officer who is just about to ticket you.
Sir, do you know why I pulled you over? Out, damn spot! Out, I say!
It can also give him the impression that you are drunk or insane.
And who wants to ticket somebody who's insane? God knows what will happen. Number two.
By this time, it's too late.
Number two is swallow the ticket. Because, you know, it didn't happen if there's no ticket, right? When all those excuses fail to work, and fail they will, the officer will hand you the ticket. When he does, look directly into his eyes, grab the ticket, and put it inside your mouth, never breaking eye contact. Don't blink either. Chew it and swallow it in front of him as a sign of your rebellion.
Now, this one's good. This one's making the show art, but number one is drive a Segway, even on the highway. It's physically impossible to be pulled over for speeding on a Segway. That's pretty good.
That's true. Yeah, there it is. Top 25. If you've used any of these, or even if you have any other clever ones, please reach out to us at the Two Bobs Podcast on all the social things. We'd love to hear
from you
about all the things.
All right. You ready for crazy news?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, speaking of driving, Rob, where does the first one take us?
I don't know. I don't have the website up.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Very long song.
What you gonna do when they come for you? This one takes us to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Well, of course it does.
Where a Contesca man facing DUI charges after... Oh, let me try that again.
Is that Conestoga?
Conestoga. First one brings us to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where a Conestoga man facing DUI charges after... damn it. See, it doesn't work. I gotta add words. All right, let me try this again. The first story takes us to Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where a Conestoga man is facing DUI charges after attempting to convince neighbors he had a time machine and was from the future.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you like that? That's my radio voice.
Yeah, seems legit.
Yeah, I think so. Conestoga? Sure. Man is facing DUI charges after a disturbance in which he tried to convince neighbors that he had a time machine and was from the future. Jason Kolb, 42, is facing DUI charges for his role in the incident. On July 10th, around 4 p.m., Kolb allegedly approached a group of neighbors in the 3300 block of Main Street in Conewago Township.
Oh, boy.
And Conewago. And told them it was the year 2015, according to the police release. Then Kolb tried to convince the neighbors that he had a time machine activated in his trailer, and he was from the future, 2019.
Well, meanwhile, this happened in 2019.
So he tried to convince them it was 2015, but that he was from 2019, which is in the future in his brain. Kolb allegedly attempted to use dates on his mail and a can of oysters with a 2019 expiration date. Police arrested Kolb, who was found to be wanted on a simple assault warrant out of both Lancaster and York counties. He simply assaulted people in both counties. During his arrest, police also noted that he was found to be in possession of a small baggie of white powder. There we go. Last sentence right there just explained it all.
It's always the white powder.
I would probably think it was 2015 too if I had a little baggie of white powder around me. Like, you could tell, like, this wasn't a guy, like, he wasn't trying to bullshit them.
No, not at all.
He probably actually believed that at that moment it was 2015 and that somehow he had transported from 2019.
Yeah.
Like, I think he thinks that this whole thing was legit.
Yeah. I think in every little bit of his mind, he figured he was in the right and everybody else was wrong. Well, that's probably true. Oh,
one day I want to get that fucked up. I don't want to do drugs though. So like, yeah. I have to just drink a lot of beer, I guess.
Yeah. Well, that could be true.
I don't know.
I got one dragon's milk left that Melissa didn't drink, so I can probably have that. That might do it.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. Now, it's hot up there where you are, isn't it? You got this heat wave coming through your area like we do here.
Oh, fuck.
110 on Saturday, they said. We're all going to melt.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, considering that you claim that Michigan's a frozen tundra.
What's going to happen to your igloo, by the way? Is it still going to survive this?
No, it's a swimming pool. I turned it into a swimming pool. So
you have to put a fan blowing on it.
We don't have fans. What do we ever need fans for?
That's true. In Germany, evidently this little bit out of shape guy decided it was too hot, so he was going to go out riding his scooter completely naked.
Oh.
Yep. As Europe continues to roast, police were forced to pull over a man who was riding a scooter wearing nothing but a helmet and sandals. The naked rider claimed he was trying to cool down and simply defended his nudity by telling officers, "It's too hot." The force in Brandenburg Land or Northeast Germany shared images of the naked man on Twitter and wrote, "We can't disagree with what he said." They told a man to put some pants on and let him continue his trip. German meteorologists announced today that the 1947 heat record for June was broken, where 38.6 Celsius was recorded. So who can blame him? Alexa, how many degrees? 38. How many degrees Fahrenheit is 38.6 Celsius?
I need to know that as well.
38.6 degrees Celsius is 101 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you get in triple digits. You can go outside naked.
All right, well, I'm saving him. Luckily, they blurred out his butt cheeks there.
Yeah.
They should have blurred out that fanny pack he was wearing. That's not really a fanny pack, though.
I love these. Nice. Yeah, nice. So I got that, too.
Again, so.
You can't really blame it. What's funny, though, is I feel like in Germany, like in Europe in general, I think nudity is more accepted. I'm like, all right, the old man, he's got his little pecker hanging out. You know, he's trying to cool off. It's, you know, something degrees Celsius, which is very hot, apparently. And, you know, who could blame the guy? But, I mean, if he were in the U.S. and doing this, I mean, he'd have to be much better looking for them to let him go.
Now, do you think they allow that, though? And I can understand if a woman wants to go topless, that's fine. But I think you always still have to at least have some sort of pants on. But maybe not. They let him go.
I don't know. It's like a whole nother country over there.
That's true. That's true. Our next one's in California. This one's yours, my friend.
Oh, perfect. Over to the West Coast, where stuff like being naked in public's a little bit more acceptable. A suspect nabbed after using stolen credit cards while wearing name tag with his real name. California law enforcement authorities arrested a man who has been using an elderly person's credit cards for months after he was spotted wearing a name tag on security footage. The Placer County Sheriff's Office posted on Facebook that they had been trying to get a hold of Chris Thomason since March on felony identity theft. He was arrested July 8th after he was seen on security footage at a store wearing a shirt that said Chris in embroidered letters. That was enough for authorities to track down Thomason in 20 minutes after asking for help on social media. Remember, Chris, we've been trying to get a hold of him since March after these surveillance photos showed him using an elderly victim's credit cards and identity in Sacramento, the sheriff's office shared. You helped us ID him within 20 minutes. His full name is Chris Thomason, and after a brief out-of-state hiatus, he has returned to California. We're happy to report he was arrested on July 8th by the Rancho Cordova Police Department. He's facing charges with felony identity theft and has been extradited to Placer County from Sacramento County. The Post continued. The Hill has reached out to Placer County Sheriff's Office for comment. Nothing yet, because who the fuck talks to the Hill? So, this guy
stole somebody's identity,
was dumb enough. Talk about an idiot criminal. Was dumb enough to wear a name tag with his real actual name on it while he was using this elderly person's credit cards.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing about credit cards, and nobody ever really looks at it. But I guess in most cases, you don't really ever have to hand it over. So it's not like the old days. Remember, I was working retail. You'd ask for ID. You look at the ID and check, and you get something that says Jane, back and you look up and it's a guy. You know, you're not going to take it. But I don't know. Working commission, you probably still would.
That is so wrong.
It is wrong.
It is. Thanks, Don. It's the first thing I've agreed with that he said all fucking week.
Well, our next one's going to take us to West Palm Beach, where they evidently have a little bit of an issue. But West Palm Beach playing Baby Shark on loop to drive the homeless people away. And if you remember back to TTP.
This would do it.
Yep. TTP068, Would You Rather. We talked about Rite Aid, who was using Barry Manilow tunes to keep the homeless away.
I'd rather listen to that.
West Palm is using Baby Shark. So officials in West Palm Beach have a new way to keep homeless people from laying around the city's Lake Pavilion. Baby Shark. The extremely popular and extremely repetitive children's song can be heard playing on loop all night long around the pavilion. Palm Beach Port reports. The Palm Beach Post reports. I'm distracted by the music. In addition to Baby Shark, the city's also playing another children's hit, Rob. And I don't know if you've heard this one, but they've been playing Raining Tacos.
Oh!
Alexa, play Raining Tacos.
I only know it because you were playing
Raining Tacos by Perry Grip, starting now on Perry Amazon Grip. Music.
See, I didn't know that.
Little Perry Grip.
Yep.
It's raining tacos from out of
the It won't be raining tacos for the people who sleep around the pavilion unless they can withstand this potent musical deterrent. This tactic is reminiscent of a blaring music once used by American interrogators to torment prisoners of war in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Guantanamo Bay. So I guess they've got the issue with the I got an issue with a fly down here. But they got the issue with the homeless people, and they want to keep them away so people don't, you know, get upset and worry about their property values.
Wow, that's a great idea.
So would you play, you know, Baby Shark or, you know, Raining Tacos at your house to keep the miscreants away?
No, because I have to live at my house. This is like the murder suicide anthem right here. You play it long enough, it's going down. I'm just saying.
Cheese.
It's raining tacos.
It is pretty sweet too, though.
Now, Clinton Township Police responded to a disturbance from a local resident who allegedly murdered everyone and then killed himself when police entered the premises. Raining Tacos was playing on loop.
I can see you driving to work, driving fast to get there, because you're all road raging in the morning. You're blaring
as
this.
I'm raging, just playing Raining Tacos.
Now,
boy,
see,
you know.
Now, see, they didn't have that included in the list. But if you were to be pulled over and you were listening to Raining Tacos, you'd probably get let off. Not even
probably.
A warning. Not even a warning.
Not even, they won't even talk. They'll come over and say, "Oh, fuck this," and leave.
That's true.
You know, whatever works. Whatever works. You got to get out of tickets, you know?
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, one way to not get out of a ticket is to drink 33 beers in one evening. So the question here from TC Palm, which I'm assuming is going to be Florida.
I like beer. Still like beer.
That's right. Bardo Kavanaugh. Likes beer and still likes beer. Anyway, the question is it possible to drink 33 beers in an evening?
Yeah. Yes. No,
apparently so. If you're a 48-year-old Michael Monahan, according to arrest affidavit, that's what Monahan told St. Lucie County Sheriff's deputies. He did. After accusations, he used foul language and tried to fight outside Body Talk Sports Bar on South US 1. Deputies at about 11:40 p.m. on July 8th went to an adult entertainment establishment after a report of a man passed out in the parking lot. Investigators found a woman rubbing the back of an apparently unconscious man, later identified as Monahan. The woman, identified as Monahan's fiance, said, "Be calm, please don't fight them." Instead, Monahan hopped up saying, "Oh, you want to fucking fight? Let's go then."
Everybody deputies says told that.
Deputies told Monahan they were there to help, but his alleged pugilistic behavior continued, and he put up his fists. He put his dukes up, saying, "Let's go."
Fisticuffs.
It says, "Let's go," expletive. "Let's go, fuck faces." I don't know. I got to throw. I can't just pretend there's a swear word there.
Yeah. Expletive doesn't work. It doesn't have quite the punch as a real word does.
Let's go, penis lickers. Investigators took Monahan into custody. His fiance said he ran around the parking lot and got aggressive before passing out. Monahan of Vero Beach was taken to the hospital and he said he'd quaffed 33 beers throughout the night.
Yikes.
Assuming these were 12-ounce cans, that would be 3 gallons of suds. Monahan was arrested on charges of disorderly intoxication and resisting an officer without violence.
Sounds like a guy who's happy to be getting married soon.
Yeah, I mean, clearly life is just really going in his favor. Everything's going really super smooth right now for him. Good for him.
So what kind of dick do you have to be that your fiance, your soon-to-be wife, is rubbing your back because you're so drunk and passed out, and then she's like, be calm, don't fight them. What kind of a jackass do you have to be?
You have to be pretty much a jackass, especially when they're there to actually help him, too.
As much dumb shit as I've done.
They probably would have just driven his ass home if he had just shut up and not tried to fight him. Oh,
as long as he didn't eat the bag of poop you kept under the seat for an emergency, he'd be fine.
So our next, before we start our next story, I don't know, has this always been has this always been the motto of World News Daily Report? The tagline is "Where facts don't matter."
I don't know. That's irrelevant to the story, Rob.
No. Clearly, they weren't talking about this particular story.
Facts do matter in this one.
It's your turn. Go ahead.
This one takes us to Kentucky from our friends at World News Daily Report, where a man sues a Kentucky hospital for $1.2 million after doctors accidentally performed a C-section on him. A Louisville man who had called 911 after showing symptoms of a heart attack is now suing the hospital where doctors accidentally performed a C-section on him. Leslie Morgan White, that didn't help. A morbidly obese man who has a history of heart problems called 911 last week after feeling intense pain in his chest. He was brought to the St. Matthew's Medical Center, where he was immediately transferred to the labor and delivery unit and underwent anesthesia. According to medical files, doctors attempted to perform a cesarean delivery on the 34-year-old man, but eventually noticed he was not pregnant and had no uterus.
Oh, man, that's a dead giveaway.
I was they probably used a little marker. Hey, here's where his uterus is. This is where you cut. I was crying and in pain, so they asked me if I wanted to go under anesthesia, and I said yes. And they gave me an epidural, he told reporters. Didn't anybody notice my genitals? He asked, visibly angered by the whole affair. White claims it took at least...
probably all... like, never mind. Go ahead.
White claims it took at least half an hour after the C-section was performed until doctors asked him what he was actually doing there and diagnosed his chest pains as a heart attack.
So boy.
I'm sure the stress of having your male uterus removed was not under any circumstance to cause that. My client was under extreme pain and stress when he accepted the doctor's proposition to have a C-section performed and could not comprehend what was happening to him at the time. In a similar lawsuit pending trials, doctor at the St. Matthew's Medical Center performed a liposuction on a pregnant woman in 2017 before noticing the fact that she was actually in labor.
Oh, man. I don't know how this hospital's still open.
Yeah. And I don't know how there's no comments on this story, Rob. There's usually a bunch of them where people are quite enthusiastic about the situation.
Here, let me just put... Let me add a comment.
Are you going to leave one?
I can't believe this happened. I once had a...
Make sure you put thanks Obama at the end.
I was once given a breast exam at the hospital on accident. I should probably lay off the IPAs. Let's see if it works.
I'll have you know, while we've been recording this, the Nats are up 8-1 on the Braves. And our pitcher has driven in 5 of those runs with a single in the top of the 5th, 2-run score, a 3-run homer, and another single. from a pitcher.
Well, good for them. You know, way to go. Wait, I'm happy that the Nats have really turned their season around.
Yeah, not like the American League. Can't even pitch. Can't even. The pitchers don't even hit, Rob. It's like it's not even real baseball up there.
We have special people that hit in their place.
Yeah.
But, you know, but then you have the Tigers who are sitting at 300, I think, something.
Where nobody's hitting. They don't even let the regular people hit.
Nobody's pitching. Nobody's fucking hitting. Nobody's run. Nobody's doing anything.
They don't even let the regular people. The non-pitchers don't even hit in the Tigers.
Yeah, it does. The hitters don't hit. Why the fuck would you expect the hit pitchers to? Oh, jeez. All right. Well, that was great. That was a great episode.
Thanks for the crash and burn at the end.
Yeah, and on a fucking positive note. Huh? Good. All right. Well, as always, you can find us on the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. You can visit us at thetwobobs.com and check out a bunch of cool shit that Robert puts on the website for you. For your viewing pleasure, you can call us too.
Yeah. I noticed that you had a phone number.
Glad I found that button. The number is 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. You can leave us a voicemail, even send us a text we can read on the show. And, we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, another good episode. See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Allegedly.
Probably.
This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own, not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com, stop being a little bitch, and just own up and do it.